Welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
J-Rod Concerts family, I hope you're enjoying the beginning of fall. Pumpkin spice latte, Halloween on the horizon. Oh boy, what a summer. What a summer it was. Time to turn the page. Hope everyone is doing all right. Hi, Jamie Rodriguez here, your host of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Always honored that you give us your precious time to clock in to the future of music, up-and-coming artists, current hitmakers, and future legends, guys. And today, great artist. You may have heard her before in an episode we did about the Bluebird Music Festival in Boulder, Colorado. Her name is Emmalise. Her full name is Emmalise Munoz, but her artistic name is Emmalise, and she is incredible. She's wonderful. She's from the Denver area, and she has an infectious energy to an old classic sound. She's been on America's Got Talent. She just recently won, again, the Stars of Tomorrow competition at the New York's Apollo Theater. She's performed at TEDx Uncommon in Denver. And she is a trailblazer, and she's so young, and she's so wise, as you will find out in this interview. We loved having Emmalise on. She performed a song for us. And just captivating soul. And always an honor to have her on the show. Thank you, Emmalise. And yeah, guys, so let's, before we get to it, do want to tell you a little housekeeping items. We do have a great newsletter that comes out every Friday. Feel free to subscribe, sign on at jrodconcertsmedia.com. We also humbly ask for 20 seconds of your time to click subscribe, give us a review. As you know, those things help quite a bit. They keep us motivated, they keep us going if you like what we do. But yeah, if without further ado, let's get on with Emmalise interview on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. And her website is Emmalise Munoz, MUNOZ.com.
Look at you. This is exciting, Emmalise.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Sitting here today virtually with Emmalise. Emmalise Munoz. I love it. This is like the way to start the week. How are you, Emmalise?
Oh, I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. And you know, I'm still thinking about that incredible performance from when we saw you last in Colorado in like April, like Bluebird Music Festival. Like, but seriously, I know you just played, you're on tour, you're playing shows, but Emmalise, that was phenomenal. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. That night was absolutely amazing and incredible and magical all in one. It was just a great experience, a great lineup. Everyone, the crew was just amazing, so nice. Just a great night overall, and I was very excited to be a part of it. So Bluebird Festival. Yeah.
So it was magical, not only because of the performance itself, but like, you know, the days leading up to it and hanging out with the other talent and goofballs like myself, like that whole thing, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I've been counting down the days since I found out, like, I don't know, 6 months before. I was counting down the days. So yeah, no, it was a great time.
I love it, Emmalise. But you know what amazes me about you? You know that old axiom of if you want to be in music, you have to be on the road for like 10,000 hours or, you know, then you have to get good and stuff. But like that song you wrote, you know, Shattered, for example, or like On My Way. Oh my God, those songs are incredible. And it's not, Emmalise, like you spent like thousands of hours on the road, right? Like, I mean, for someone as young, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment, right?
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, no, I feel like I've definitely, like every weekend I'll go out and play shows, or whenever I don't have a show, I'll go out busking. It's just really what I love to do. And I love whenever, like this weekend I went out, I was going to go busk on Pearl Street after my show, and it was raining and I was so sad, but I decided to just wait the rain out and write a song in the car while I was waiting. So, yeah, no, whenever I get the chance, I love to songwrite. I have this whole, let me find it, this whole, like, I call it my pile, and I just, have a bunch of stuff that I'll just write down in my phone whenever I feel like it. I'll just wake up, even like from a dream, I'll just wake up and write something down in my phone. But all the inspiration I can get. I love to just songwrite, and it's my favorite when I get to perform it for a live audience. That's my favorite thing
God.
ever.
You're like a creative powerball, Emily. It's incredible. You're always on. And but yeah, like you've had success so early, Emily. I mean, like you're so young. Do you worry about like you're dating a dude or a partner and you haven't had time to go around and do weird stuff, like experiment or like define yourself, make mistakes? Do you ever worry about this kind of stuff?
Well, I think that it's also really important to connect and have connections and have time with friends. Time with my friends, usually we'll just like sit down and write some songs. Like that's what me and my friends love to do. So I think it's always just a good time. But just hanging out with your friends is very important, and just connecting with yourself, checking in, making sure, because I also have school that I'm balancing, so balancing with my work life. So it's just the balance, I think, is very important. And just spending time with friends and family is also,
Tell me a little bit about that, Emily, because I mean, you must be like the most popular girl in school, right? Like, easy, like 100%.
about that, but no, I love my friends.
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah, like high school and all that, that's hard enough in itself for any person. You gotta deal with all the bullshit, the prom, the dating, the homework, the grades, all that nonsense, right? Waking up early. But like for you, it's like you already know what you want to do. So it must be like a little bit of like a weird dynamic, right?
Both of my parents are in education. My dad's a teacher, or my dad's a principal, and my mom's a teacher. So I have always, school has always been very important in my family. My dad was actually my assistant principal in middle school, so
Oh
it was a good time. In the morning, he would get bagels, and then I don't know, I'd get my homework done while he was in his off. Well, we're in his office after school, but there's a lot to balance. I think.
But you do it with a smile. It's amazing.
Thank you. No, I think it's writing, especially about school. Like I have a lot of, I don't know, a lot of inspiration from my writing that comes from school, just because there's so much going on and there's like so many people to observe, and I don't know,
Oh
it's
my God.
yeah.
It's incredible. Like you're like so like wise beyond your years. I can't. It's like I'm talking to like I don't know. It's crazy. I love this. And Emily's, and you started like at six, right? Is that when you started playing, singing?
Yeah, I started performing when I was six, but I started playing guitar when I was five. So,
How many instruments do you play,
I played a little bit of trumpet in middle school, a little bit of
There you go.
trumpet and French horn.
Look at that.
They're not my strong suit. I never get nervous when I perform. I just love it so much. I've never once gotten nervous. But if I had to play the trumpet, that would not work out very well. I love playing in band, but I just feel like it's not my thing.
I remember when we talked in Bluebird, you said you didn't get nervous, like you thrived in that pressure.
Yeah, no, I love it. Yeah, no, I love playing in front live. It's my favorite thing. Large crowds, like, put me in front of the largest crowd, and I will be the happiest girl on earth.
Is busking like in a way almost like harder? Like, because I've heard some musician friends say this, that it's harder sometimes to play to smaller crowds than like to like a festival crowd, because.
Well, I just busking to me is my practice. So like, whenever I want to like try out a new song, or I don't know, I'm learning new stuff, I'll just like go out and busk and play that. And I don't know, I've always loved having an audience. Whenever I was little, starting out playing the guitar, I would have my mom and dad, I'd be like, make sure you listen and sit and listen while I practice, and I'd make them sit and watch. So then I realized when I was seven, I was like I would see these buskers out on, when we lived in Florida at the time, out on Fort Myers Beach, and I was like, I could do that. Like that could be my practice. I could so do that. And so, yeah, no, I've been busking ever since. It's what I love to do in my free time. I'll just go out and busk.
And also with busking, I feel like, you know, like these people don't know who you are. And so you, they're, you know, if you have a good song, it's almost like, you know, right? Because they're going to stop on their tracks and they're going to listen. It's almost like you can test stuff, right? Without like,
No, for sure. For sure. That's why I love playing my new stuff to busking first, or like, I don't know. I'll obviously like write in my room and play for myself, but I love busking whenever I get the opportunity to. I would, after skiing, because we'll go skiing in the winter, whenever I don't have a show, I'll go pretty much every Saturday, we'll go skiing, and then I would busk out on Vail Village or Beaver Creek or Keystone. It'd be snowing, and my hands would be like freezing cold, but I loved it. So I would go out in my little ski boots and my snow pants, and I'd go out busking after skiing all day. It's just a blast.
Just a blast. It's just a blast. And but you know, like it's so great about like your songs, Emily's, and you know, it must be so exciting for your parents, because you know everyone loves you. And I think it's because people think it's very cool and unusual that someone your age would be able to tap into themes that are really mature and sophisticated. You know what I mean? Like even the Beatles, when they started, you know, they were doing simplistic songs like "She Loves You," "Yeah, Yeah, Yeah," or something. But the things you tap into, it's like you're like so wise beyond your years. Everyone says this about you, but it really is incredible, Emily.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. So, I've definitely gone, like I've been through a lot. I've had a lot of different experiences, especially, I don't know, through the pandemic and through just busking, honestly. Busking is, I've seen a lot. I've been busking since I was 7, so I've...
Sure.
See, there's been so many experiences that I've been through, and I just write. That's really what I love to do.
And you always knew this was your purpose, right, Emily? Like you just, like, you always knew this was like your purpose, right?
Yeah. Ever since I was little, I remember I was like very, very little before I played guitar. We'd ride in the Jeep and we'd have the windows down, and I would just like be cruising in the back seat, and my parents I have to thank for my music taste, because they'd just play some Dave Matthews or some Elton John, or I don't even know, that's some great stuff. And I've always thought, man, I'd love to do that. And so I've just always been at it.
I love it. I met your mom. She's a great soul, but she's not your manager, right?
No, I'm
she's not your mom manager.
Yeah, no, she's yeah, no, my parents are both so supportive. They always are with me every step of the way. And since I was 4, really, when they got me my guitar, my grandma got me my guitar, put me in guitar lessons, been so supportive all throughout my whole journey. So I'm so thankful for that. But I'm with Chris Tetzeli with 7S Management.
Love
so,
it, love it. Love yeah. it. Shout out to her. And Emily's, you know, I think you're going to play a song for us and we're really excited about it. But let me ask you about America's Got Talent. Because you didn't win, but you went in there and, you know, like you did pretty good. But was that experience almost like how was that experience for you? It must have been like good, reaffirming that, like, you know, you got the goods. Maybe you were a little raw, but you got the goods.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. I was 13 and I pretty much didn't get to pick anything about what I got to perform, or I didn't get to pick what I got to perform, or
how does that work?
Outfit, or I don't know.
Like for those of us that are like not in it, like basically, do they like basically like tell you like what to perform and what to wear?
Yes, it's all. Yeah, no, it was not. I got through to the next round, and it was just I did not enjoy it. It was very fake, and they would try and make me say things that I did not want to say, and so I would say it the way I'd want to, and they'd say, cut, no, we want you to say this. And I'd say, no, I don't really want to say that. And so I decided not to go through to the next round. And then they decided to air me on TV and made it look like I got buzzed off. So,
And I'm telling you, that's why, because they wanted to package you like a 13-year-old or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, you're like Emmylou Harris wise. You know what I mean? Like, you don't qualify. You don't click.
Oh, well, thank you. No, that's a huge compliment.
That's why we love you, Emily. Oh, my God. Well, Emily's, I mean, we're so happy with everything that's going on with you. What do you got going on this summer? Are you recording an EP? Like, what's going on next?
Yeah, I'm in the midst of recording my debut album, so
Yes.
very, very excited about that. I've been in the studio constantly. I spent my spring break in the studio, which was 10 days, 10 hours a day, and I loved every second of it. So yeah, that'll be coming out soon. So I'm very excited. And then playing gigs around. I have some across the country this summer, so I'm very excited to be traveling.
Okay.
Yeah, very
Okay, cool. Well,
busy.
put Nashville on your radar. I know Colorado is like where all the cool kids are, and it's like a growing art scene, and like you're like the queen of Colorado, but make sure like Nashville's on your radar for sure.
I have been playing in Nashville
You
for a
played the
while now.
Bluebird. You played the
Yeah,
Bluebird,
no, I've
yeah.
played the Bluebird. Yeah, no,
Right.
that I played there, I think twice, but yeah, no, any chance I can get whenever we're like in Nashville, I'm always like, because you have to call and you have to be like one of the callers. And so I'm always like calling and then like I'll get the call and I'll be like, yes, I get to play the Bluebird tonight. No, it's so exciting. And it's a great stopping point. Like we live in Florida, we have family in Florida, and so Nashville's right in between, so it's a great stopping point.
Amazing,
Well,
amazing.
yeah, no, it's a good time.
Well, look, we're so happy that we connected with you this year because it feels like we're catching on a rising star and a great soul at the beginning, and we just couldn't be more proud of your work ethic, and we're super, super happy that you're a friend of the show. So
Well, thank you. I appreciate the support, Jamie.
absolutely, Emily. You want to take us away with a song?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you playing for us, Emily?
This is a song I wrote. I was actually inspired. A lot of my songs are about how fast time goes by. And so this is a song I wrote called Time is a Thief. Upside down in my head, guessing which side it will land on, reflecting on what has been stolen. Time keeps on passing me by, time keeps on moving along. Is today the day that I wanna remember from time to time? Oh, Thank you.
Thank you so much, Emilise. What a highlight. Really appreciated our time.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez.